It was billed as a town hall style discussion to address Americans' questions about how their food is grown and raised and the long-term impact of the food they are eating. The Food Dialogues event, put together by the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, and pretty much the entire food chain was involved. Four distinct town hall locations, physical locations, were involved. And then you had the social media, Twitter, Facebook, as well as the internet with a live stream of all four locations. The four locations actually interacting with one another, with Twitter users and Facebook users as well. And it was quite an event when it was all said and done. One of the more interesting elements to me was the inclusion of the 800-pound gorilla when it comes to the food pipeline these days, Walmart. Their director of food and agriculture for Walmart, Trey Bailey, was in the Washington Town Hall meeting location. Early on, he talked about what Walmart's research says about consumers, matched it up with what the Farmers and Ranchers Alliance has discovered in their survey efforts.
It's interesting. Your survey showed that customers far and away are concerned by price and the cost of food. Our own consumer insight shows just that, that customers are always sensitive to how much food costs. But what's really important, I think, in today's dialogue is it can't come at any cost. Consumers are never going to compromise, as you all know, on food safety, but consumers aren't going to compromise on the healthfulness of their products. And they're not going to compromise on the ethics of the products. And so some things we're working on at Walmart, we see ourselves as a convener. We have an opportunity now to bring together the best minds in industry, the best minds in academia, the best minds in the agriculture production supply chain to really grapple with some of these challenges that we have around environmental sustainability and around the healthfulness and the sourcing of the products that we have on our shelves. A couple of things we've done in the last year, launched a major nutrition initiative to help pull out some of the sodium and trans fats and added sugars in the foods that our customers want, because customers wanted to eat healthy, but they just needed a little bit of help doing it. We're helping put some icons on packages to help customers identify what's healthier. And moreover, we're working to bring down the price of these better-for-you products because customers are going to continue to demand that they can't compromise on price and nutrition and some of these other things.
A little later on, Trey Bailey was asked another question, this time about small producers versus large producers, and that turned into a whole dialogue, not just about agricultural production, but the impact of an organization and just this whole segment that Walmart really represents. Big players these days in the food business.
Trey, I want to go back to the retail. Large retailer, obviously the world's largest food retailer. How do you answer the question about big farms, small farms? How does Walmart look at big farms versus small farms based on the criteria that you laid out, what Walmart's agenda is?
Thanks, Phil. With 140 million customers every week, we have a real challenge trying to keep our shelves stocked with the products that customers want at the prices they want. And there's no one place for us to go and get all the products that we need at those right prices. In fact, in our supply chain, there's room for everybody, from very large conventional farms to very small niche farms. You may have a pumpkin grower in the mid-Atlantic that drives one or two truckloads of pumpkins to our stores, or one or two truckloads of sweet corn in Georgia. But we also have to take this model even more global. We had a question earlier from online, what's the role for U.S. agriculture in the world? From our perspective and in our supply chain, we see opportunities to take U.S. agriculture with us as we grow overseas to new consumers. You have consumers in all parts of the world, Asia, Latin America, Africa, that are growing in wealth. So we have a supplier in California makes a mixed nut product for us. We've introduced that to consumers in Central America and Mexico, and we'll take it other places. We've just opened stores through franchise agreements and small cash and carry businesses in India. We're now working with farmers in Washington State to supply them with some apples and apple products. We opened stores in Chile. We're introducing things there like cranberry sauce completely new and unique to customers there. So there's a lot of opportunity for U.S. agriculture to engage globally.
Dan? Listening to Trace, I'm thinking that if somebody were to ask me who is the most influential entity in the food and agriculture environment today, I'd probably turn to my friend right here, because they serve more customers than anybody in the world. And it's not just Walmart, it's people like Walmart. 20 years ago, you probably would have never had a major food chain in a discussion like this, because Walmart and the consumer will have as much to do what the food producer does as Congress will or as regulators will in the future. So I think it's very significant, and the fact that they've become very sensitive to a lot of these issues, reformulating their foods to reduce salt and fat in their foods. They're engaged in all parts of this discussion, and I think that's really an important change in American agriculture.
Just to build on that, if I could, Phil, and talk about Walmart. We think breakfast in the classroom, school breakfast, is very important. A hungry child, it's difficult to learn. And we are seeing tremendous results when kids eat breakfast, whether it's in the classroom, in the cafeteria, headaches, stomachs, dramatically reduced. But it takes more than government support, and Walmart has stepped forward, the Walmart Foundation, and provided that support financially. And we've been able to spread breakfast in the classroom throughout the country due to the support of Walmart, which is very critical.
To be respectful, what do we say to those farmers, those ranchers, those consumers that say, we're giving Walmart too much power? Having heard everything that the three of you said, there's also that whole other side that says, hey, wait a minute. Yeah, that watermelon vendor is going to sell all their stuff to Walmart. As a result, Walmart's now in power and said, here's what you're going to charge me. You're not going to necessarily make the profit. How do you respond to that?
Thanks, Phil, for that. When we talk about sustainability and sustainability around agriculture, we don't consider it to be just about the environment. There are other things that interplay there, whether it's ethics or some of these social issues. And the livelihood of farmers is one of those, has to be one of those metrics. If we don't have a healthy but vibrant American agriculture economy, we don't have the products on our shelves that we have to sell to our customers. So it's incumbent on us to work with our suppliers, to work with others in the supply chain in the industry, to make sure that we have this economy and that we're paying appropriate prices for our products. Of course we want to get those prices down to the most competitive level and pass those savings on to our customers. That's who we are. That's what we're about. Our tagline says, save money, live better. But farmers and ranchers around the country are also our suppliers, and so we have to have them healthy. There's one thing that Jason talked about earlier, and that's around having good metrics and good indices to guide us on the decisions that we're making, and I think that's critical. We're at a point. We have some grand challenges at this point in time, but we have to have good science, good metrics, and use those to make sure they're guiding our decisions appropriately so that we're doing the right thing for consumers, we're doing the right thing for the environment, we're doing the right thing for the economy.
I want to move on to the next question, but Dan, I know
you
have a comment.
First of all, I love Walmart. They've done a great thing, and they're socially responsible, but the real trick here is to make sure there's competition. So we don't want them owning all the grocery stores in America either. And so you got to have a competitive system where you have active enforcement of our antitrust laws, anti-concentration laws, to ensure that there is, in fact, full competition for farmers to compete as well as for consumers to choose to buy.
Former Secretary of Agriculture Dan Glickman with that comment and an earlier admission within that dialogue that Walmart and some of their peers likely to have more impact on food production, the direction of it, how sustainable it can be, and all of that, than government policy and regulators may have in the days to come. For more on the Food Dialogues, you can go to their website, fooddialogues.com. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.